Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Well, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have a caller online, Andy, one of our normal callers down there in Texas. Good evening, Andy. I hope you're having a good evening.
I'm having a great evening. Hey, thank you, sir. Hey, you know, we really got to cut to the chase here. I mean, these people are trying to kill us, and they're doing it with the blessing of some sort of thing they call Congress. And we know these people are bought out. And, I mean, everything is just, this entire system is rigged. Look. I know you're older than me. I think you got a few years on me. But I'm going to tell you this. We still get the same people year in and year out in Congress. It's the same thing 24/7. If it's not the old guy, it's the new guy from the same organization, you know, perhaps Goldman Sachs or whatnot. Everything is coming from the same place. And when we look here at this Trump organization, and, you know, I think he was thrown to us. He's a bone. A bone that was thrown to the people.
Well, you caught last week's show. You caught last week's show, though, right, Andy?
Absolutely.
Remember the cop versus cop. You know, we're the one getting hit by the phone book, but they both work for the state.
Exactly. So people think we got a reprieve with this Donald Trump guy, and we didn't get no reprieve. What we got was another crony. He's a billionaire, for crying out loud, people. Wake the hell up, okay? He's been in the circle. So we really need to just dial in on what we need as a people. And what we need is freedom. Leave us the hell alone, and we can do good just fine. We'll make commerce. We'll do everything we need to do to survive. Leave us the hell alone. Where did this government come from anyway? How did we ever get government in the first place that is this restrictive? You go back to the Constitution, but nobody cares.
Yeah, I was thinking, God, I wish I would have studied Photoshop more, because I'd like to get a current picture of Congress and then put a Ferengi head on every one of those guys like that, and underneath that put the letters of acquisition, because that's all Congress, corporate America, ever cares about is its profits. I mean, when you hear someone like Susan Rice has got $50 million in a bank but only makes $174,000 a year, you know people are being bought and paid for, you know. But it's like Congress, you know. These guys have sold out this country for their corporate S, you know. I clean that up too, by the way. But anyway, and these corporations keep making money. And they just announced another bank's going to be closing. Upwards of 10,000 jobs are going to be affected, which means a potential apartment lost, a home foreclosed on, a car repossessed. And they don't care. And, of course, it's going to add to the welfare of that state or whatever like that, you know. But people don't care. And it's just, well, it's just doing, it's a price of doing business, like I mentioned before there, Andy. When they were first putting this pipeline over in the Dakotas there, running over tribal burial grounds and stuff, I mentioned that to a friend of mine. And, of course, then they had the oil spill. And his reply was, well, people got to drive, don't they? It's just like people don't care. You know?
Well, it's absolutely, this is, the world's gone crazy, and what's really happened is, I think it's straight up in the schools. And you know what? I wasn't there for my kids when they're getting ready to graduate and whatnot, but they never graduated. And the reason they didn't graduate is because they were telling me stuff. I told them what was going on. They would speak up in school, and they'd get sent to the principal's office and whatnot. So I said, look, just get out of the school. And my son actually, my oldest son, or not my oldest, my middle son, he actually got arrested because they caught him behind a Kmart as he was walking home, and they arrested him for being truant. And he was just days away from being 18, which is actually the day he could drop out. And he got his GED. All he had to do was go to college and get it. He got all that squared away. But, I mean, it was like he couldn't take it any more than I can take it. These people are teaching our kids stuff that's just not true. It's just right. Not true. But this Common Core BS, and this is where I lose Trump. Because this is our future right here. Our kids are our future. We got to teach them the truth. We got to teach them the truth. If we don't teach them the truth, then everything's a lie. And so right. far as in my life, everything is a lie because I wasn't there for any of it. And I didn't ask to be born here. But I'm here and have to deal with it just like you and everybody else.
Okay.
It's just, well, this is a strange world, my friend.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was thinking late last night there, and I grab my phone and I do a couple notes every once in a while, but I've always considered this like an assembly line worker. You know, they produce parts, and of course, thousands of parts might stroll by this person individually every hour or something like that. You can compare that to the school of thought today, our public schools, you know. And then suddenly his boss comes and screams at him, demanding why he knows, you know, why the assembly line was shut down. And of course, the guy had found a part, you know, one of the parts had an error. And of course, this deals with our individuality. And so, like I say, if you have 10,000 pieces or these students that roll off the line every hour through our schooling system, that the man physically shows the part is flawed. And then, of course, whenever you bring that out, you're instantly the criminal, you know. And, of course, the line will restart, which means the propaganda or equality is job one just rolls on. And nothing ever changes, as we've brought out here, you know. So it's the buyer of that end product who has to use that internationally, you know, accepted part like a U-joint, is just like those that are produced to compared to like veterans who have to throw their medals knowing that after they did all that work, realize that the machine was broken, you know. Anyway, I got another caller online here, but I do thank you for calling in there, Andy. Your phone was getting noisy there at the end there too, okay?
My bad. Okay.
All right. Yeah, you take care. Bill okay, in Wisconsin. Yeah, okay. Bill in Wisconsin, good evening.
Yeah, Keith, a lot of wise ideas are being given to us again this evening from you and also from Andy. You know, this whole of the public school, people, if Andy and all families that are patriots withdraw their children from this beast that's called public education and
communist
homeschool
core.
Them, that's
yeah,
what should
core.
Be done. Or, you know, get together with, you know, a group of families and have a homeschool group and teach them in that capacity.
Yeah, but Bill, did you see there in California where they're now attacking the homeschoolers that they have to teach this pro-LGBT agenda as homeschoolers?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a crime. Now, how long you'll be able to hold out, like Andy says, we just want to be left alone. That's
right.
All it is. We just want to be left alone. Let us, you know, go about our business. And, you know, as a county board supervisor here, they're just constantly bringing up stuff, you know, to irritate people and to take away, you know, $5 here, their freedom here, to make everything sustainable, smart growth, okay, Agenda 21. It's all no good. None of it. So
right.
Yeah, so we've got, and I agree with Andy about Trump. You know, let's just take Trump's tax cut. We're getting the tax cut.
Remember, though, Bill, whenever they talk about tax cuts, it's always for the big corporations. Remember that before that was announced, it showed all those big, huge corporate guys coming out of the White House with Trump.
Right. I agree there, too. But listen to this. Okay. Then he says, well, we're going to put sanctions on Iran.
And
we're going to heat up that situation. So it favors the big oil because gas prices are shooting up. So you got a tax cut? No, you're turning that money over to the oil companies and the big corporations. So that's what's being done.
I see over in Iran there that they've already, this German-based, I guess it's a firm of British Petroleum or ExxonMobil that's based out of Germany, is going to have to curtail its operations in Iran, and they're just going to shift their operations to the North Sea. But the point is, though, is this will either drive or cause more gas prices to rise. And, of course, they're talking like in New York where gas is nearly $5 a gallon now with summer and everything like that. When you drive down the roads right now, they're virtually, I mean, we're talking Montana. I know it's a large state. There's only a little over a million people here. But when you see traffic drop off so much in stores and gas stations closing, you know something's wrong with the country and where it's headed, you know.
Right, right. Then, okay, we had the Bakken oil project there.
Right.
We're going to become energy sufficient. And then they pipe it all the way down to the Gulf, they refine it. Then Congress passed an okay so that we could export it. Why export it? Why not just keep it here? Make America great again. My foot.
Well, here, okay? Bill, remember, though, the United States announces that it's the biggest exporter of LNG gas and oil. Then we have Boston this last winter that was actually getting its LNG gas from France. And, of course, you have to pay these massive tariffs thing, which, of course, the end user has to pay. But this is what keeps us – we know that Trump, as I mentioned last week, has bailed out of NAFTA. And this has all been the same thing. And, of course, it's to make this massive amount of money for this country and the imposition of tariffs and everything like that. And yet there's no one buying the product, so that when they come out and they say, well, China's exports have dropped by 30%. Yeah, because no one's buying it because no one has money.
Right. The debt is just astronomical.
Anyway, Bill, I got to cut you loose here. I got another caller online here. But anyway, I do appreciate you calling.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I actually am not, but that's thank God for
me. Okay. Well, you're back on the air anyway.
All right. You take care. My best to you. Anyway, Ken down there in New York, or up there in New York. Good evening there, sir. How you doing?
How you doing? Well, that was a good one.
Which one?
I'm not feeling too good.
Actually, I hurt like hell right now, but, thank God for weed, right? The weed does.
Maybe you should come up here for a while. I just got another spraying last night. I don't need to watch the weather to predict it anymore. When they spray the day before and it's a clear day out, I know it's going to be a deluge. We've had rain all day.
I had a tweet about that last night where, I was hoping for a totally clear skies today because I wanted to do some planting there. And I looked at my phone there, and it says it's partially cloudy. And I noticed that the clear all tab was grayed out, so I can't even change the weather. what's on your mind?
I don't know if Deanna Spingola's show yesterday was a rerun or not because I came in late. She had Jerome Corsi on it. And he was talking about how he was a great supporter of Israel, and it was getting near the end of his time. He was only on for an hour, and he wasn't taking any calls. He might have been selling a book or something. And she just says, well, what about the USS Liberty? And I think that was your dial tone. I was thinking of the pin dropping in the old Sprint commercial, where it drops in slow motion. And he said, he blows it off and says, well, it was a different time. It was a long time ago. And then I heard silence again. I don't think she quite knew how to, it was kind of like the end of the show, his time on the show, and then she let him go.
Hey, as a personal note there, Ken, I hate to interrupt you there, but have you ever watched all these old, like, Twilight Zones and stuff?
Not for a while, but I used to watch them quite a bit.
I was just going to say, this is not an insult in any way, but there was an episode there where a guy, an older man there, was a keeper of a grandfather clock. And your voice sounds exactly like his.
That's because of all the spraying around here. I was trying to hold coughing back on John Schultz the other night. By the way, I remember that episode. That one, I know that one.
Yeah, your voice characteristics are the same exact like that. You know, it's not a stammer or anything like that. It's just it's like an old country man that you'd listen to that has been dead set in his ways. You know.
I don't know if that. Yeah, that's hard to say, really. But I don't know if I'm dead set in my ways or not. But I know what my voice sounds like on the phone because I hear it, and I really think it's from all of this. It's like a. You know, like, how do you say, like ragweed, you know, like allergies and stuff all the time.
Right, right.
I couldn't believe she asked him the question, and he just, with a silence, and he blew it off.
Yeah, I have tweets where I put out from Haaretz News where it talks about Israel's becoming a home for the pedophiles and stuff, and I usually surtitle those with a name like America's Most Treasured Ally, you know.
Well, I have another one. I have a real disappointment. My congressman sent me his bi-monthly mailing, and it's a picture of him fawning behind Netanyahu at the new embassy. He has his wife standing in front of him with a bright red dress, and to the other side of him are was the first daughter, as they put it, and, you know, the Kushners.
Yeah.
And the two of them look kind of weird. They look like they were wax figures from Madame Tussaud's museum.
Mm-hmm.
Really strange. He's got a really strange look.
I liked Netanyahu over there in Russia where Putin was walking with him, and then there was this old elderly veteran of the World War One there. I think it was World War One. He was 90-some years old or something like that. But anyway, Putin broke off with Netanyahu to go over there and shake that guy's hand and then brought him into the line there, the procession line there on that march, and put him between him and Netanyahu. I said, boy, is that poetic justice or what? I can imagine Netanyahu going yak, 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 yak as they were walking, you know.
I was in my electronics shop at the time, and I was looking at this on the internet, and I said, I just felt so icky, you know, like embarrassed. And I was looking around for a number 9 nose puller. They should send them one so they can, you know, help him out when he gets in those situations.
Right. All right. Well, tell you really, what, Ken, I have another caller online here. And last time we keep running out of phone call time. So anyway, I do appreciate you calling in.
They all wait until the end.
They all wait till the end. So anyway, you have a good one there, okay? All right. I'll pick up Fred here. Then Fred, I'll probably carry you over through the break there, okay? But good evening, Fred. Hope you're doing fine.
Hey, Keith. Yeah. Horsey is a Israeli firster, shill agent. Big
time. Jerome? Okay. Jerome Corsi?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a frickin' ass brain, ass clown. Shill operative. Disinfo propagandist. Punk. Punk.
You have better explanatives than I do. Yours are cleaner.
Yeah, if I could get near the ass clown, I'd rip his tongue out and I'd cut his ears off.
Remember, pre-thought crimes.
I think Brendan O'Connell would back me on this. Brendan O'Connell he's at a true blue patriot from Aussie land who took it to the Talmudic, satanic, communitarian Jew punks that were invading Perth, West Australia. And he organized grassroots people to protest this alien invasion.
Right. All right, well, tell you what, Fred, my break's coming up here, so hang on. We'll get right back to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back. All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You wanna know? Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Double talk.
You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We're currently online there with Fred over there. Hey, Fred, you know, excuse me. Fred dropped, huh? Well, be that way. All right, well. Thanks, Fred. It was good talking to you there. I don't know why you dropped off there. But anyway, you know, Granny had posted something here in the on Twitter there, which I thought was interesting because it's like government. You always play both sides of the field, i.e. you legalize, say, alcohol or tobacco for a certain age group, and then you come out, you play the other victims line, like the 1-800-QUIT-NOW programs and stuff. And anyway, Granny had posted this article here about an Israeli-based private intelligence firm made a PowerPoint presentation in which it appears to have bragged about the ways in which it used social media's dirty tricks to help the Trump campaign. And if you realize in reading that, that the biggest adversaries of Donald Trump have been those in the Jewish platform, and I hate to, you know, tag all the Jewish people like that, you know, but it's the same thing. Just like when you hear them talking about Russia, it's mainly a lot of those that are either from the former Soviet Union and stuff that just seemed like they want to take down Russia. So, but anyway, they always play both sides of this. And one other story I want to get to before our other caller here is there is some good news. The U.S. House has unanimously voted to strip Donald Trump of his war powers on Iran. And, of course, just remember, though, that this is an election year. And so those people, as soon as this election stuff will get over, everything will probably be back to normal. Francis in Idaho. Good evening, Francis. Hoping you're having a good one.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. There was the guy's name is Burgess Meredith, and he was also in another good episode besides the winding down of the clock. He was afraid when it stopped, his heart would, and it did.
Yeah, but that wasn't Burgess Meredith in that one there, but I know who you're talking about, Burgess Meredith, though. But that in that particular voice scenario, I was telling you, was the older man that was in a lot of Walt Disney shows.
Oh, really? Was that the guy that always played the doctor?
Yeah, I think it was.
He always played a family doctor or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Burgess Meredith. My other favorite one did have Burgess Meredith in it, and it was called All the Time in the World when he cracked his glasses sitting on the New York Public Library steps.
Right, and that was after the end of the world, and he had all those books, and he could be left alone.
Take care, sir. Have a happy holiday.
Yeah, poetic justice, right?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, anything else on your mind? If not, I'll get some more news here. But anyway, I do appreciate you calling in, though, Francis, okay? You there? I guess everyone's just going to drop off today. He's gone. And he's gone! Another story from CNN, the head office there, that in Atlanta, Georgia, it was raided by the Federal Communications Commission. And the FCC arrived unannounced and seized documents and hard drives as part of their investigation. And, of course, all the source data to which the network has used for their stories. So maybe through the Trump administration and his constant heckling of CNN, which is rightfully or the Communist News Network, that maybe something is going to be done about these big broadcasters that keep getting out there and they create these false stories. And, of course, the administration has to keep refuting them, of course, which is done. Israel's Supreme Court has rejected petitions demanding Israel's forces stop using snipers and live ammunition. And, of course, this means one thing it says right in there. It says you have the green light to shoot them all. And this is how it works, you know, in the only democracy in the Middle East. And just remember that they're, again, as I mentioned, have trained U.S. law enforcement. And you might see a trend here. Usually it's shoot first and ask questions later. And, of course, in Israel's case, they just don't answer the questions. A decade has passed since a team of investigators first raided the doctor's clinic. And this is in Modesta, in Pristina, where a duet would conduct surgery on kidney donors from Turkey, Russia, Moldavia, and the Kazakhstan areas before wrapping the package up and then selling them mostly to wealthy Israelis. And there's story after story about Israeli organ harvesting, and it just makes you wonder exactly why so many people could be so carnivorous, just as much as those rebels that have their organs harvested. And, of course, this is done by Israel, too. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. We were currently discussing some news issues here on Frequency with Keith Rogers and telling jokes in the chat room there. I thought there was an interesting story here. You know, we're constantly inundated with, I don't know if you want to call it the soft kill method or what, but 37 million bees were found dead after this planting of this large GMO cornfield. And it says once the corn started to get to, you know, planted, our bees died by the millions. And, of course, it lists the different types of drug-type things, chemicals that are in this planting stuff, that the mixture that they used. But anyway, it makes you wonder that I'm a firm believer that those like Monsanto and stuff, call it a conspiracy theory or what, but, you know, if they get rid of all the bees and stuff. That, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, if you put a farmer out of work, you starve. But if there's no more bees to pollinate food and stuff, where are we going to get our food from? And maybe this is just part of this depopulation agenda, which we know that is out there. And I thought this was interesting. You know, under the title there, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? This is in United Kingdom, where a woman was jailed for 6 months after being caught begging for 50 pence. And this goes on to talk about this. Marie Baker, 38, was locked up despite the district judge, this Philippa McKenzie, being upset that she didn't have a lawyer in court. His closing remarks on this, where he says, I'm particularly concerned about, because of any other view, that Mrs. Baker, is fragile and vulnerable individual, and that makes all the more regrettable that she has got no legal assistance. But yet he locked her up for 6 months just for begging for 50 pence. And we see this trend going around, whether it's in Texas or California, where anyone trying to feed the homeless, you hear of veterans that have served this country in either two wars that have come home, and as mentioned here with Veterans Day, that a man cleared of taking pictures of a flag. But anyone that wants to try to help out the common people of this land are usually thwarted in some way by their own government, who allegedly they fought for all their freedoms. And it just, the hypocrisy of it, it's just, I can't believe people would do that. And, of course, speaking of United Kingdom, aborted babies incinerated to heat up UK hospitals. I read that story, and I couldn't help but wonder if this story is going to have a certain hook to it later, if you know what I mean. Or, as I say on Twitter, if you knows what I mean. And that's N-O-S-E. Anyway, but this is on the scale of Planned Parenthood. And, of course, they just passed different laws in other countries, which allows the illegal abortion of children. And I have to wonder that, because, you know, in my day, and I know young people hate to hear that, but in my day, we were taught abstinence, you know. And just like for Christians, they were taught that one should get a possession of their own vessel. And there seems to be none of that. Schools are openly handing out condoms. In this latest thing about the Boy Scouts, that they're having a dual type thing coming up, and it was mandatory that they hand out condoms. And you think that the sex age of these kids, they shouldn't even be breeding in the first place, like, you know, but hand out condoms. You know, there's nothing is being taught as far as abstinence. And it just, I can't fathom the way that people actually work today mentally to, and there's another story here later here, too, about how, you know, it's bad enough that they're lowering the ages of sexual consent, anal consent. Britain, they wanted to lower those down to 12. Canada wanted to lower their anal consent laws down to 16. And, of course, locally or domestically in the United States, you see, you can look up where they call things rape and not rape, which means that, say, you could have a 16-year-old son and his partner in crime. I wouldn't call it that. But anyway, his partner, who forced himself upon that child, can be up as much as 10 years older. And, of course, with all these people in these parliamentaries and stuff, keep lowering the age. It seems like this pedophile issue, which should be going away, is only getting more and more fire behind it. In lieu of that story, this was an interesting one. Again, like I say, I was looking up the police respond to such and such, and within that was an article on one of the pages I was reading, where it says, a California man pleads no contest to raping a five-year-old, gets house arrest. And this is a Stockton businessman who pleaded no contest to raping a five-year-old girl. He's been sentenced to just 90 days of house arrest. In addition to the house arrest, 79-year-old Lyle Burgess, who was also sentenced Wednesday to 5 years probation for that crime, that the girl's lawyer said, Burgess was a friend of the girl's family, and the sexual assault happened after the family was invited to his Cavalieris County cabin there in 2016. He's obviously very wealthy, and it's just an example of how wealthy people, the time and time again, escape the penalty for what they did, said this attorney Ken Malejo. But Burgess does not even have to register as a sex offender. The girl's family has now filed a civil suit. But like I say, though, more and more of these crimes against children go on and on. But then when you have an alleged a chemical attack in Syria and Trump gets out there and says, oh, the poor children, and instantly launches 100 Tomahawk missiles over there, while still not thinking, again, like Planned Parenthood here, 800 babies a day. What happened to those poor, poor children? You know. And of course, this is just my own personal thoughts like that. You may disagree with me, but I just think that, you know, that a child's life is a child's life, regardless of whether Israel is using the snipers to shoot little children or what. Like, you know, a child is a child. But instantly, like over in Israel or Gaza, they instantly say that the minute you're born, you're a terrorist. But anyway. Here's a kind of a funny story I thought was interesting. It's a technical story, but a new pill sends wireless alerts to your phone if it senses you are diseased. And this here is through these two doctors at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, or MIT, had developed a pill called Embed, I-M-B-E-D, for ingestible microbioelectronic device, which contains living bacteria engineered to detect molecular signs of the problems inside the human body. And it goes on talking about here where it can look for E. coli and other stuff like that. But on the humor side of that, it's in an app there on Android that you can do this here. But I was thinking that Hillary used Blackberries, and as noted, it was an Android app. But anyway, you can imagine that her phone would never stop ringing or sending alerts. Same with John McCain, by the way. You know, these two are rotten from the inside out, and that's my personal opinion. You may hate me for it, but anyway, on the war news, which I get so sick and tired of, we have these terrorists over there that attacked another outpost in Syria. They killed a couple Russian troops, and which, of course, Russia was able to respond here just moments later and killed over 40 of them. But we're constantly seeing that there's this constant ramping up of all this wars. Israel flying, showing beautiful photos of their flights over Beirut, Lebanon. And, of course, this is over another country's sovereign territory. And, of course, they have to fly through Lebanon to strike at Syria. But, you know, the list goes on and on. And it's like, where is the United Nations? Where is the international criminal court's laws? And this just doesn't apply to Israel. It applies to Turkey, what Turkey's doing. It applies to what Saudi Arabia's doing. And usually whenever you hear the UN, it's something like, well, the UN highly condemns something. But you never see any blue helmets on the ground or UN no-fly zones over these areas. Like, it's like they're allowed to operate. Okay, sounds good. One other story here. Fred's called back there, but I thought this was a kind of a funny story here. This Pornhub favorite, Mia, Khalifi? Or Khalifia, she was trolled after revealing she's given up her guns. And this is a great staged photo op where it shows the law enforcement there and her handing over her shotgun there too, you know. And of course, this is to get people to donate money for the new gun control group that she proposes there. And I I thought as a way of humor that in this gal's movie, she never complained about the men in their barrels doing all the shooting then. That's some humor there. Anyway, Fred, welcome back there. I'm sorry to cut you off there or have you drop off from your battery issues, but go ahead. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah. You know how these cell phone batteries, they just go bad, run out. Gun control. So the shooting, the takedown of the Oklahoma City restaurant shooter, right? That scum was dispatched quite effectively by a patriot on the scene there. And so the answer to all of these terror events, other than knowing that Sham Rim, which is a deep cover IDF, blood sport kill squad, attached to the, Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi synagogues throughout North America. According to Henry Maykow and some investigative journalist, a Japanese American, Yoshi Shimatsu. So if there are fatalities, if there is an actual real kill scenario, it would be them.
Right.
Just like you have elucidated and others, that they love to use the Arab people as their targets with live ammunition. And, of course, they do direct the global organ harvesting industry, just as they do organized and direct the global white sex slave industry, according to Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, Israel Times.
Yeah,
that's according to Veterans Today back in 2005.
Yeah. Fred, have you ever noticed? I think Haaretz News is more than one of the most liberal open papers over in Israel. And I applaud them for a lot of stuff. I mean, there is some propaganda in there and stuff like that. But when they come out and they start talking about Israel, like some idiot earlier posted something on Twitter. I was going to kind of comment about this, but posted something on Twitter about how great things are in Israel. And I just looked up mental health in Israel, and it's like, wow, you know, there's a problem there.
Yeah. Well, understandably, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. And you know, I happen to be on YouTube. I mentioned Brendan O'Connell. And this is the guy from Aussie Land who was hijacked to prison over there and brutally beaten nearly to death. He's got several stellar presentations on YouTube. You know, this thing with North Africa in Iran and Syria, it's horrific. It also constitutes a Cold War scenario. Yeah, there are hot war incidents, obviously, and they're all surreptitiously premeditated. According to the Oded Yanan, Greater Israel Global Hegemony program. But O'Connell, you know, bringing it home to us, we have witnessed over the last 30 to 40 years the surreptitious farming out, outsourcing of our quality industry jobs, right? And the latest of which happens to be the high tech industry. And so he has this presentation called Israel's Secret Weapon. The Talpiot program, Israel's secret weapon, the Talpiot program. And he also has one called Cold War Theater. That's Cold War Theater. And this is on YouTube, Brendan O'Connell. And so, you know, then there's a group that I wish you and everyone who has ears and a brain, it's called AIM for Truth, Aim for Truth. They're on YouTube. Okay, and they have several presentations about Circle, SES, that's Senior Executive Service, Circle, SERCO, SERCO. That's a UK-based entity that predominates here in this country with security in all the realms, in many other areas as well. It's really appalling. Okay,
right.
And so, how did this all happen? Well, it all happened because, like the F-35. Remember the F-35 debacle, so called, of a couple years ago. I remember this past January, a whole fleet of those, it was disclosed only one day, a whole fleet of F-35s had landed in Israel.
Right.
Okay, well, the F-35 is the most advanced fighter that this country has produced in recent history, and they wind up acquiring it for pennies on the dollar, if that. Okay, so... And then you I happened to see The Men Who Killed Kennedy, the episode "The Truth Will Set You," or "The Truth Will Make You Free." That's actually the motto of the CIA, and that's why I think they, in this episode, the truth will make you free, is because Lieutenant Colonel Dan Marvin, who wrote a book, Expendable Elite, he was a Green Beret paratrooper. And he, during the JFK murder scenario, he was at Fort Bragg Special Warfare School. And then he was recruited by the company in August of 65, specifically to murder William Bruce Pitzer, naval intelligence officer at Bethesda, who had acquired all of the autopsy video data,
right, including... Right, coming up here, so...
Okay, so Marvin said, wait a minute, this is a fellow countryman, no, I'm not going to do this. Well, a guy by the name of David Vanek, who was Colonel Marvin's associate there at Fort Bragg, he took the assignment because Dan Marvin said, subsequent to the murder of Pitzer, he started backtracking and he tried to locate.
Fred, hang on. Okay, we're going to cut the break here and I'll bring you right back. Okay, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations,
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, welcome back. We're currently talking with Fred in Michigan. And Fred, you got 1 minute here, okay? Because I have one more call here. I want to try to get in here, but go ahead and try to sum up what you're trying to say there, okay, Stud?
Yeah, okay. So I encourage the audience, admonish them to see that episode on YouTube, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, The Truth Will Make You Free, because it provides astonishing, irrefutable data.
Right.
Forensic, including a guy, Tim Wilson. He's a pixel, a photographic expert, and he proves that the kill shot came from ground level. And, right. And some veterans went in there, and they proved they had easy access to a storm sewer drain.
Fred, I'm going to go ahead and catch go here, let you loose here. But just remember this way I look at it. We have known, like, Donald Trump refused to release the rest of the stuff about JFK and anything like that. We know that there are internal operatives that are willing to take out a president here in this country here. So if they're willing to do that, they're not unwilling to shoot up a school or anything else or blow up World Trade Center buildings or anything like that. That's the way I look at things. We're all the victims of this deep state that's going on. But anyway, thanks for calling in there, okay? All right. Sovereign Man, you're going to run out of time here. You always call it the last hour. Yeah, go ahead.
No, well, it's 2 points. The Serco is out of the city of London, which is its own right. Own nation entity. It's not out of the UK, even though the city of London is in London. Also, the tagline for the CIA is "The truth shall set you free," as versus right. in Scripture right. it says "The truth shall make you free."
That's true.
So just want to make those two corrections.
Bless all right, you. Sounds good. Well, anyway, good to have you call in there, and like I say, I'm going to run out of time here, but I wanted to cover one more little thing here. So anyway, thanks for calling in, okay, there, Sovereign Man. Anyway, in lieu of that, you know, I watch Twitter a lot, and a lot of times I don't comment there, but I get a lot of things thrown in my feed. And right now, as I mentioned last week there's a lot of effort now that to put this bogus material into a feed there. And, of course, if you comment on it, your channel could or whatever could actually be blocked or deleted there because they're trying to cause something, whether it's some anti-Semitism thing or anything like that. But one that kind of caught my eye, it says, and this is from an individual, I don't know whether they're male or female or trans or whatever like that, but anyway, it says, well, unlike you, the Jews have a connection to their land in which is a focus of a conflict, not the first ever in history, which is true. Ever consider moving from California back to your place of origin, and while you're at it, you could return your property to its rightful owners. And I thought about that, and I says, you know what, that's really a dumb statement there, because just say for America here, America is based basically on immigration. 330 million Americans going back to their country of origin. And, of course, you can't undo the death to the Native Americans or anything else like that. So, I mean, what a stupid statement. Anyway, I'd like to thank all those in the chat room that was out there, Kenneth in the control room, all the listeners out there, and especially the callers that come in here and make this show possible by throwing in your input there. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio, and I hope you enjoy him if he hasn't got a rerun show. And we'll catch you next week there. But anyway, you have a good evening there, and stay positive to some degree here because some things are changing what looks good. Anyway, my best, or as we say on Ham Radio, 73 to all of you. Have a good evening.
Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, healthcare has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice. The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN.